It was a period of when I was growing up, I was always knew that something was wrong with my life. And when I was, I don't know, like 18, a guy, somebody of a missionary cabin to be there, and he and Dad were talking a lot, back and forth, and Dad was like Amish-minded yet, and he, and I knew what this guy was saying was true. And it's something went into my heart, that it just fell on my heart. And that next Sunday, I was like, it was like, people, can't you see it? Just like, that Jesus is the way. And, my life went on. I guess God was working then. And my life went on and was miserable. And this one time, we had a doctor there for 4 days. And he was a Christian doctor. And he did a lot of counseling also. And I guess it touched my heart. It made me miserable. I saw what I was. And after he went, I was just a miserable wreck. Nobody could talk to me. I bet I wanted to be alone. I was just miserable. And it happened to be on a Monday morning. It happened to be that the Lord knew how miserable I was. And it was like softening my heart. And he knew that it was my turn to wash. And I thank God that it was my turn to wash that day so I could be alone. I was out washing, and I guess God was softening up my heart. And over that, before that, Mom was always saying that I should just give my life to God, just give it to God, whatever I have. And I started, was out there like praying, and all of a sudden this song, Bind Us Together, started singing that song. And when I came to that line, Bind Us Together with Cords That Cannot Be Broken, and it had such a different meaning. It was like a binding of my heart and God's heart together. And it just, peace fell over me and love that I never had before. And I used to go on walks, about 3 miles, and it was the most wonderful, blessed time I had in my life. It was such a love, I started praying God that He would send such a love for our family that we could be knitted together. This love beyond was indescribable. And then Mom, I like backslid for, well, I didn't have any feed, you know, the Amish was like, I didn't have any desire to go to the Amish church. It was like, I want something where I'll get feed. There was nothing there in the church. I saw it was all wrong. And then Mom started reading the Bible, and I just had to praise God that she saw the light, and we read a lot. And it was, God started showing me where I have to confess my sins here and there that I hadn't confessed before. And He's been working on my heart ever since. And this has been a glorious time. And His grace was good on us.